Not many opportunities like this that you get in a lifetime. This is a very young season right now. A lot at stake on this football game. But for what you pay the price for, there are great rewards.
Are you ready?
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Good morning. Welcome into the Blitz today. Coming at you on Tuesday. Today is the 18th. It is a beautiful morning outside. Rick Butler, Brandon Orrick, Chance Collins, all coming at you for the next 2 hours, leading you into Talk Sports. Davis is here. Our trusty intern, Davis, is back. Davis went to the Braves game this weekend, saw a walk-off. Not many people get to do that. Maybe we'll hear that story later. I know that was a pretty big deal. Let's see. So
who are they playing, Davis?
The Phillies. Come on, you didn't know that, Brandon?
No.
You're our local Braves expert.
It's fake news. Fake news. In case you didn't know, Davis, I hate the Braves. That doesn't mean I hate you.
I don't know if that's what people are thinking right off the bat. I didn't make that connection.
I'm just saying.
Braves. He must hate Davis.
I just wanted to make it clear.
You made it clear. So yesterday, Brandon and I went apartment shopping.
We did.
And the very nice lady at the apartment complex that we were looking at.
Diane.
Wow, good memory.
Yep.
Well done. The very nice lady, Diane, was kind of giving us a tour through the place, taking us around the various amenities, the pool, Diane and her boyfriend, we learned, were fans of the show.
She said she wasn't.
Oh, well, she wasn't. But by association, she had heard of our station. She had listened to the show on multiple occasions. As she said, maybe too many times. I don't blame her, you know.
Well, she said
a lot of personalities on this station.
She said that she remembered one of the names, Bear.
Yeah.
She said one of the guys' names on there was Bear.
And we said, we know that name.
Definitely know about the Bear.
Yeah, that was pretty good. She was dumbfounded with how much we could argue with each other on air. She was like, I just listened for a couple minutes. And I'm thinking to myself, these guys must hate each other. They won't stop yelling at each other. And I was like, well, the truth lies somewhere in between. I don't know. It's fun. It's good radio. But, maybe Diane's listening. Maybe her boyfriend's listening. I don't know. Shout out to you guys if you are. But Diane.
She almost.
What?
Whenever we got in the golf cart, she backed up. She almost hit me with the other golf cart while she was backing up.
She didn't. But at least she admitted it. She was like, hey, I might hit you, or I might run you into this next golf cart. And you were just like, I mean, I don't know, I wouldn't love that, but okay, I guess it is what it is. And I said, please do it, please do it, please do it, please do it. We'd have a great story to talk about tomorrow about how Brandon got thrown off one golf cart into another.
She didn't, though. She didn't.
We were going around, though. You know, we were driving through the different various parts of the apartment complex, and I tried to basically make a game out of how much, basically, fake news I could drop.
Just total BS?
About Brandon. Because I knew he would say nothing. Like, you wouldn't refute any of it. Right? So, like, we'd be driving, we'd be going past the trash compactors, and, like, they have this one tiny recycling bin, and they'd have this one tiny recycling bin, and it was like way overflowed, like just recycling stuff piled up all around it. And she was like, you know, we're going to try to get a new recycling bin in here. And on the golf cart, I was like, well, that's good, because Brandon is a big recycler. He loves recycling. So that's a key part of it for us. And Brandon just gave me the dead eye look, because he knew, you know, you weren't going to say anything. You weren't going to be like, that's not entirely true, Rick.
You think I don't like to recycle?
I don't think you like to recycle at the extent that I made it out to make it seem like it.
Oh, well, maybe not, but I do like to recycle. Keep it green.
You reduce, reuse, recycle.
There you go, Rick.
It's your motto.
It is.
We went into the, I believe we went into the gym complex. She was showing us around, and I made a comment about, you know, how seriously you take all your workout equipment and how it all has to be up to par.
Yeah.
I had a very good time with that yesterday. I had a very fun time playing that game.
I'm glad you had fun at my expense, Rick.
Yep. So, Chance, your mic is not working right now.
No.
Oh.
He said no.
Dang it. What are you, well, I guess to set up a tease, how's your camping trip? Thumbs up, thumb down, you know? Thumbs up. All right. Well, there you go.
Let's do this all day.
We'll just communicate via thumbs up and thumbs down.
We'll get Chance's opinion via thumbs up or thumbs down.
We need a technician. Although what? The issue is, I was just about to say, the issue is that Chance would be our technician. So if Chance can't figure it out, maybe we're just in trouble.
Then we were going to be stuck.
Yeah.
It was really frustrating over here for a second.
Chance, how was the camping trip?
Camp trip was good. Slept in a tent last night.
Oof.
Went to Mountain Hill. Rained a little bit at first got down to the campsite. Didn't rain much, like, overnight, so that's good. Didn't wake up and the tent was flooded or anything like that.
You ever had that happen?
Plus, yes.
Oh.
It sucks.
Terrible.
It sucks.
Did you put one of those rain guards, you know, on top of it?
Yeah, it's okay. One of those tents. It's like a pretty nice tent from, like, REI. And it's got one of those little rain guards on it. And then we've got like a canopy, you know, like canopy tent thing too, like if you're like out tailgating or something like that. So I got one of those too. But yeah, it was pretty good. Besides, I mean, it rained a lot last night, but not overnight. You don't want it to rain when you're trying to sleep. Like Brandon said, that's the worst. You wake up, your tent's flooded.
Well, no, it can rain while you're sleeping as long as
it doesn't flood.
Yes.
Your tent.
I mean, one time me and my buddies went camping. And there was a hole in the top of the tent.
Oh, you're done. Oh, yeah. You're done.
And we wake up in the middle of the night, and there's a lot of water.
A lot of water.
A lot of water inside.
A lot of water. Now, are you a sleeping bag man or your air mattress?
Not sleeping bag.
You sleeping bag? Rick?
Well, why not both?
Yeah, I'm kind of a both.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're actually camping.
Because the air mattresses that you're talking about are very slim.
Yeah, they're not,
you know,
that
they're,
big.
They're no more than an inch
they're
and
like
a half.
$10
or so.
From Walmart.
So if I put the air mattress inside of the sleeping bag.
Hold on.
What, are you going to call us like prima donnas for it, dude?
If you're going tent camping, if you're camping in a tent, do you. What's the point of bringing in air? Does that not defeat the whole purpose
you are
of tent camping?
You are.
Some people got bad backs.
You are very much over exaggerating the term air mattress, because it's not,
yeah,
right? It's
like,
not
come
like
on now.
It's not like, you know, maybe you come over and sleep in my house
like a little sleeping pad.
Yes, it's a little sleeping pad, but
okay.
You really like.
I thought you were talking a legit
only,
air mattress because I've seen people bring those before.
No. It wouldn't be like, you know, if you came over to my house and we were like, oh, we have this big vacuum, you know, leaf blower air mattress thing. It's like that big.
Yeah,
really.
Dude. They're not that big.
Yeah. You couldn't fit it inside the sleeping bag.
But it's an air mattress.
So I had this happen one time where.
I'm so confused right now.
No, I got you now, but I was.
You were very confused.
Yeah, I just never heard it called an air mattress before.
You ever been down Mountain Hill?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Rick?
I have not.
I'm a Cherokee
man. Pretty good. Oh, I see. Cherokee man.
Yep.
Okay. Fancy.
Not really.
Not really.
Just home.
Not really.
Close to home.
It's just closer to my home.
I had a thing once where we went camping and we, you know, we did the whole tent thing as well too, and it rained and we felt like we had a very good, you know, rain protection layer on top. And we did, because when it started raining, nothing got in the tent. But the issue was is that I guess the ground we set up on, which is a very important part of setting up your tent,
was not level. That is a big part of setting up the tent.
And it just we woke up in the middle of the night and we were like, whoa. And you know, the rain had just brought so much like dirt and mud that the dirt and mud were not getting inside the tent, but it was just kind of creating this slide. And you could tell that like the stakes that were in the ground were just kind of like slowly shifting around. And I guess with us, you know, kind of moving weight around in the tent, it got the stakes loose. And eventually, like, we were just sliding, obviously not like a rock slide. We weren't going fast where it wasn't controllable, but like, we were moving down the hill in this rainstorm in our tent. I mean, it's kind of fun to go out there and, you know, try to fix it in the rain and the mud and everything, but
it seems like almost every time I've been camping, it seems to always rain.
Maybe you should pick better days.
Maybe I should. But, I mean, I'm usually not the one getting these trips together. I get invited.
You're just along for the ride.
Okay, yeah, I'll go.
Yeah.
So maybe they need to pick better days. But it does seem to rain an awful lot when we go camping.
It's rained an awful lot when I've went camping lately. I went to Townsend last week, rained almost every day. Last night, rained pretty much until about 10 o'clock, you know, off and on. Today, maybe it won't rain. Going back down there today, not staying tonight, but maybe it won't rain. Doubt it, though. I feel like the rain is just following us. It won't stop raining. Need some sunshine. It's the summertime, damn it.
865-546-8200. If you have any camping tips, horror stories that you would like to share with us.
Ooh, I love a good horror story.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, speaking of camping horror stories, if you're not doing anything today from 3 to 6 p.m., go to Jet's Pizza in Farragut. The drive will be out there. Russell Smith, Bear, Trey Wallace. They will be out there from 3 to 6 doing the show. Happy hour runs from 11 to 7. Features not one, not three, $2 pints. Smokies are in town this weekend. Russell and them will be giving away free Smokies tickets. So Jets Pizza, right off Kingston Pike in Farragut, right next to the Shrimp Dock. Go visit the drive. They'll be out there. Brandon will be out there. A lot of good stuff for the drive.
I will not be out there.
Okay, well, I thought you might have been.
No, it's fake news. Well,
I need to hear more, because my mic wasn't working, more about you guys' apartment experience the other day.
It was good.
Rookie moves by Rick.
There's some good stories.
There's a couple things I want to break down when we come back. Rick, not starting off on the greatest note. You got to remember the leasing agent's name when you're trying to get your new place.
Oh, well, I have it written down. Although I did give the binder that I wrote it down to Brandon, so he could show Cody. They knew Cody. They were very familiar with Cody.
I mean, let's be honest. How could you forget Cody?
Who doesn't know Cody?
Sure.
You've met Cody once. He's kind of a tough guy to forget.
All that and more on the other side of the break. This is The Blitz. See you there.
For 85 years, Knoxville TVA and...
.1018 back here on The Blitz. Rick, Brandon, Chance, Davis, all along with you. All right, Chance, you said you had some comments that you didn't get a chance to make.
Well, your rookie, like I said, first
lay them on me.
You need to know your leasing agent's name. Obviously, you said she listens to the show. Not a particular great move by you. And I'm apologizing if she's listening now. I'm apologizing for Rick. He's young.
Well, I gave him a shout out.
Yeah, after Brandon told you her name.
Yeah.
Brandon's helping me.
You need to know that. Two.
Yes.
Wondering, what's the, like, the, how are you guys, Brandon, you already live with Cody.
Yes.
Pretty clean apartment right now?
No.
No.
Not our fault.
Okay. It's the other roommate.
Not totally our fault.
That can't be true. The other roommate doesn't come out of his room.
Oh. You don't live there, Rick. You don't know.
Rick,
you
don't know.
You have no idea what goes on.
Hey, are
in
that you just talking about the kitchen?
Oh,
yes.
I'm talking about the kitchen.
Well, I feel like the kitchen doesn't make up for the whole apartment.
Ooh.
Brandon.
So, the kitchen slash living room is the only part I'm concerned. If he wants to have his room a mess, that's his business. Also, well, that goes my. I guess Rick, you already know what you're getting yourself into. You're exclaiming right now, Brandon Cody. You said it. Not very clean. You're okay with that. So you're going to be the one that cleans a lot. You a clean person?
Well, I mean, I would not say that I'm necessarily a
scale
clean
of one
person.
To 10.
I will say that I will tidy up.
How many times? How many times a week?
Oh man, my room probably once every week or two.
Oh,
and then the living room, I kind of just throw all the trash away, get all the dishware out.
What's going on? You're what? 23?
Talking about 22. Rick's cleaning.
22.
Talking about Rick's cleaning
schedule? He asked a question, man. Okay. I'm responding to the
22.
Question.
22. I guess it's understandable. You'll get to a point. You'll become a growing boy, You'll become a real boy, and you'll actually clean daily. Think about that.
Are you
dishes
making a statement
daily.
Right now that Cody McClure is not a grown man?
He's still in that fresh age, a little wet
Let
behind
it be known,
the ears.
He's listening to the show.
A little wet behind the ears still. So you've already said you've been to their apartment, right?
I have.
You've said, hey, it's not just the kitchen. Just wondering the dynamics of you guys because, I don't want you coming here with no roommate beef on the air.
No, I don't think.
I don't need none of that.
I can't imagine that would be a thing. I think we'll have a good time.
You guys better leave it at the door when you walk in here.
We got a great deal. Like, I guess the people staying before us were supposed to be staying there long term, right? So the apartment complex went ahead and gave them the whole package. Redid the floors, redid the walls, the cabinets, the appliances, redid everything.
Oh.
And then we were like, well, what, can we take that one?
So did y'all get it yesterday?
I believe we have it booked for like the next 24 hours. So we just got to fill in our application.
You guys live in west, downtown, south? Staying south, Brandon?
No, it's out west.
It's out west.
Okay.
So that's the move.
I see you boys moving away from campus finally.
We will have our... Oh, see, that's my only issue is we're like 30 minutes away from campus. Like, I still have school 3 times a week. That's going to be a pain in the butt.
That's not that far.
A lot of back roads and stuff you can get on. I'm excited for you guys.
So we'll be sending out invitations to the
housewarming party.
Yeah, the grill out that'll be in the middle of the apartment complex.
I'll say that.
I don't know.
You can't have grills on the apartment.
They do have.
They got like a grill center. I'm saying like personally, you can't have your own grill.
No, you cannot. So what we'd have to do in the middle of the complex. Speaking of Brandon, how much closer are you to the Ric Flair drip power rankings for the station?
I totally forgot about that.
Imagine that. Give you a little homework.
If you'll give me like
you need a text.
I just gave you 24 hours.
If you
I hadn't have said anything, would you have remembered?
Yes. If you will give me 10 minutes, if you'll give me 10 minutes, I can come up with a top 5, and then later I will have the entire station ranked.
Oh.
All right. I'm gonna give you a deadline of 11:40 today.
For the whole station?
No, for your top 5.
Okay.
11:40 today.
All right.
Stay tuned. All right. We put it off long enough. Let's get to the opening drive. Number one, Eve Pons is headed to go play with the French national team. So, I guess, Chance, do you know exactly what... I'm trying to figure it out. Oh, it is the... Eve Pons will be spending the summer
FIBA?
Playing with the... Yes, the French under-20 national team and the FIBA under-20 European Championship.
Oh, yeah. Playing in the FIBA. He was playing in that before for the French national team. The under-19 or under-18 team that he was playing before. That's where Barnes, I guess, had saw him on the recruiting trail. They were overseas. Hopefully, he maybe gets, like, comfortable playing international
yes.
ball again and playing with the French national team, and maybe that translates to when he comes back to Knoxville and he'll actually, be a little bit more aggressive player that we thought he was going to be. Maybe actually score the basketball a little bit. Do something besides get a couple blocks here and there and a couple rebounds.
And besides just being athletic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he killed it when he was playing for FIBA, playing for the French national team. So maybe he gets a little bit of confidence playing over there in his comfortable confines. And he comes back and it translates into a bigger season for him going into 2019.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there are some Tennessee players where if they were going to play in a summer league, you wouldn't be entirely fired up about it. You know, you would want them to just kind of stay on the practice routine, maybe not playing in a tournament of 16 teams or whatever. But, man, for a guy like Yves Pons, I think this is the best thing for him. I think going overseas, you know, going back to his home country, playing with, you know, a lot of these guys that he probably grew up with, you know, and he probably already knows, man, this is awesome. So Pons is one of two college basketball players that will be on this team, including Central Arkansas sophomore Eddie Kayaloud. I hope I'm saying that right. France's U20 team is ranked number 5 in the FIBA World Rankings. So maybe that'll be good for old Yves Pons, and we'll track that. Their first game is on July 13th.
Excellent.
Number second down. I saw the 4 on the article. Man, we start out the show. We wish our condolences to the people of Toronto. They had an incredible parade last night, or I guess yesterday afternoon. They had a ton of good stuff going on. There was a lot of funny videos and pictures that came out from the event, but also a little bit of tragedy. You know, it's sad to see that, especially to see that in some kind of championship celebration setting, especially for a city like Toronto, you know, that doesn't get that, especially in the basketball world. They haven't gotten that ever. So 4 people suffer serious injuries in a shooting during the Raptors parade. 4 of the victims were located. None of the injuries are life-threatening. 3 people have been arrested. 2 firearms have been recovered. And the Toronto police are still working on investigating the incident. They're asking the Toronto locals if they have any information or videos or anything that's going on. Please send in information. So they're currently investigating the situation, but man, at the end of the day, none of the 4 victims are under life-threatening conditions. But man, sad to see that, but that's what's happening in Toronto right now.
Sad to see anywhere. Violent acts, man. People do stupid stuff. Thankfully, you know, those people are hopefully going to recover soon, and they were still able to, you know, kind of finish everything, but very serious.
It still looked like an incredible parade otherwise, though.
Oh, yeah. No
doubt. A lot of good stories coming out of there.
The 6.
Third down. Out of the 8 teams in the College World Series, Arkansas is the first to go. Arkansas loses. They were in the bracket with Texas Tech, Michigan, and Florida State. So those 3 will be, I guess, a little less to compete with as they try to make their spot into the World Series Finals. On the other side of the bracket, still anyone's game. No one's been eliminated yet between Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, Auburn, and Louisville. But that says one thing for sure, in the fact that it will not be an all-SEC championship. At least I believe, because there is no more SEC teams coming out of bracket 1.
That would be correct.
So there you go. Arkansas is eliminated.
They gone.
R.I.P. Hogs.
R.I.P. Hogs.
Big suey.
4th down. After a blockbuster original showdown, Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury are set for a rematch. Now, this is going to be good because the last one was very good. But it looks like they will return to Las Vegas. And the English Tyson Fury will go against Deontay Wilder. I would imagine for the belts, I'm trying to figure out which belts. Where is it? There's so many belts in boxing that it gets so confusing.
Too many.
Like, you know, Tyson Fury at one point was the former WBA, WBO, IBF, IBO, and the ring heavyweight champions. There are way too many belts. It gets way too confusing. So, like, if you lose the fight, do you lose all the belts? Did you lose all 6? Did he have all 6? Boxing confuses me.
I'll tell you that right
now. You're asking the wrong person. I have no idea.
You don't necessarily lose all your belts. It depends. Sometimes they're only fighting for a certain belt. So, yeah, that's your answer. It just depends.
Well, that fight took place on December 1st of 2018. The next one is to be determined, but it will be happening. I, for one, will be interested in that. So that right there is your opening drive. Let me kind of tell you what is coming up on the rest of the show. We have a little bit of recruiting news we want to talk about for Tennessee football. Also, what just happened to Josiah James? Something important happened to Tennessee's top incoming recruit. We will let you know what that is. Maybe good, maybe bad, I don't know. Actually, it's not bad. Don't worry, everybody. Don't panic. It's actually a good thing. We have 2 days until the NBA draft. Any thoughts on the draft coming up?
I'm excited to see. I mean, the draft is kind of like, it's kind of the pregame to free agency. You get some trades going on.
Great way to put it.
So you get that. You get to see what are the Pelicans going to do with that fourth pick they get from the Lakers. Where are Schofield, Grant, Bone? Where are they going to end up? So yeah, I'm excited about Thursday.
Last but not least, the Game of Thrones wanted to kill. The Game of Thrones director wanted to kill who? Everyone? We'll tell you all about it. This is The Blitz.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
So, during the break and part of the last segment, I've been trying to compile my top five for the Ric Flair drip. And I need a refresher. If you could just give me three qualities of someone with Ric Flair drip.
Okay.
What would the three qualities?
I will start. You need to know extensive information about Ric Flair, including what championships he's won, what promotions he's wrestled for, how many world championships does he have?
Whoa.
How many wives has he had?
That is not what Migos is talking about.
How many wives has he had?
Woo, that is not what Migos is talking about.
Those are all extensive things that you need to know.
No.
Therefore, I feel like I just vaulted myself to the top of the list. Thank you very much. Let's go home.
No.
Okay. I'm
16 world champions. Championships.
All right. Can I get some actual?
Yeah. Ric Flair drip. That's about like I was saying the other day. Swag,
okay,
for sure.
Swag.
Someone with swagger. It could also mean someone who does dress very snazzy.
Snazzy dresser.
Snazzy
swag.
Guess that could be.
I feel like they're slick with the way they talk.
A little slick with it.
Slick with the way they talk. See, I feel like
confident.
Someone who's the life of the party. Who just draws attention to them. No, not necessarily that they're trying, but it just like Ric Flair, he's the man.
The man, you say?
Yeah,
he's the man. He's the man.
Wow.
He's the man.
You could really work something with that one.
To be the man, you've got to beat the man.
Woo!
And
all
I'm right. Saying I'm the man.
All right, so okay, I think I've got a good idea now. I'm gonna continue working.
Speaking of that, potentially a new segment coming up later in the week. We'll tell you all about it. Later when it comes. All right, let's get into...
You mean, hello, Twitter world.
Well, yeah, that one we're very excited for. Speaking of, has anything... You got the notifications on, Chance. Has anything dropped yet?
Nothing so far.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours.
Hey, Twitter world.
Hey, OJ.
So, we talked about it a second ago. A little bit of just news to keep you posted on for Tennessee football recruiting. First and foremost, Keyshawn Lawrence... The Tennessee five-star is going to be committing, it seems like, any day now. He posted on his Twitter that a big announcement is coming soon. You know, I think I cannot imagine that this is a top three list, a top five list. I think that he is ready to commit. He is standing at 100% crystal ball predictions to the University of Tennessee. Keyshawn Lawrence would be a huge get. We've talked about it multiple times before. That would be crucial. And it seems like Jeremy Pruitt and company have done their job in locking him down. Also, what you need to know is Tennessee is in the top six for four-star defensive lineman from Memphis, Amari Thomas. They're in the top 11 for four-star linebacker from Georgia, Phillip Webb. And they're in the top nine for our own Merrillville, T. Hodge, three-star running back. So, obviously, Keyshawn Lawrence is the biggest of those names. He's the most important. All of these guys, I think, would be great gets for Tennessee if you can keep finding a way to sneak into the top fives, the top threes, and then eventually, hopefully be the one at the end where they're making their decision to. But, man, Keyshawn Lawrence is absolutely the biggest name out of those groups. You want to get him. And really, I would love for him to commit any day now, right? It feels like if he wanted to, he could stretch this out. He could prolong it a little bit. But the quicker you get him in, the quicker other recruits see that. Maybe Phillip Webb, maybe Amari Thomas, maybe T. Hodge sees that, right? And they think to themselves, all right, well, man, this guy's great. He sees something that I've started to see in Tennessee too. Maybe that influenced their decision a little bit. So that's a little bit of the Tennessee football recruiting news for you. Also, if you want to stay up to date on recruiting, go follow our own Cole McCormick, producer of Overtime. He is just a legend when it comes to keeping the Twitter world up to date on recruiting news. At Cole_McCormick. Any thoughts about these recruits?
I mean, it's good to make the top six, top nine, top 11. It's good. Being in there is better than not being in there, right? But ultimately, it doesn't matter unless they pick you. I mean, being second doesn't really do anything for you. Just being in the top six doesn't really do anything for you. It's good to be in the mix, but if you can't land them, does it really matter?
Or if you can't win when you get them, or if they don't pan out.
But
recruiting's such a fickle matter. Like,
yeah,
I can take it or leave it sometimes, recruiting talk. I mean, you got to recruit to get better. You also got to win to get better. Tennessee's in that tough spot right now. But
where you got to do both?
But yeah, you have to recruit better to win, right?
Yeah, but you got to recruit better so to win.
They're all kind of tied together. But, I mean, these are the players that Tennessee needs to be in the mix with. And hopefully the upcoming season you have a little bit better results, something that you can show, hey, yeah, we were 5-7 in our first year. That was you. Let's just kind of scrap that, sit that to the side. It's not just trying to work the kinks out that first year. Look at what we did in year two and what we're trying to build to in the future, and adding you to that is going to help us achieve our goal. I think that's what you've got to hope for with year two. You've got to show some kind of improvement that you can pitch to recruits.
Absolutely. And if you're not able to exactly show them the wins, right, man, you got to find something to show them. And I even think that, you get a guy like Keyshawn Lawrence, who, by the way, is a safety from Innsworth High School in Nashville, 6'1", 195 pounds. Man, you can even start to sell those kind of things, right? Like, you do look at a guy like, who am I looking at? Phillip Webb, right? A four-star linebacker from Georgia, and say, hey, these are the kind of guys that you'll be playing with. Go look at Keyshawn. Like, he is a man amongst boys playing out there. That's the kind of stuff that you can do if you come here. So, like you said, it is hard to break down these top 11s because, really, like, what's the point of them? I think it's obviously just, for these guys to drum up interest, and can't blame them. I think I would do the same thing too, but he was recruited by, one, T. Martin, and also Derek Ainsley. Speaking of Derek Ainsley, did you guys see this video that Tennessee put out of the coaching staff going golfing over the weekend?
I did. Looks like Pruitt's got a pretty good swing.
Pruitt might be a very good golfer. He had a very nice swing. Niedermeyer, exactly what you would expect. Untucked shirt, backwards hat, just going out there, teeing it high and letting it fly. Niedermeyer was out there just ripping drives.
Derek Ansley sucks. There, I cut to the chase.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
He has a terrible swing. Not saying that I would be better because I'm terrible at golf too, but he's not very good. It did not look very natural.
If you can recruit guys like Keyshawn Lawrence, five-star safeties from in-state, man, you are the man by all means. But that doesn't mean you have a great golf shot. Eric Ansley, probably one of the guys on the team who doesn't have the best golf shot.
Brandon came off the top rope on Derek.
Have you seen the video?
Have you seen? Is he that bad?
Charles Barkley bad?
No.
Well, he doesn't suck then.
I mean,
he could be better though. He could be better.
Oh yeah, he could put some work in.
Big Jim Chaney was out there on the green coaching up the other coaches.
Oh God,
things you love to
big
see.
Big Jim Chaney. I'm gonna watch that during the break. 865-546-8200. Penny, hold right there. We'll be right back with your call. We return on the other side. This is the Blitz Fan Run Radio.
That's an excellent shot.
I don't know, Rick.
I'm very impressed.
865-546-8200. Splits. Fan Run Radio. AM 1340. FM 105.7. Always on your Fan Run Radio app. I don't think Derek Ansley's swing is that bad.
Stop coming off my guy Pruitt.
Derek Ansley, he moves his back foot a lot, but he kind of keeps that front foot very much planted. Pruitt! Maybe it's just because Jared Pruitt's put on a lot of weight. Maybe that's what it's killing for me. He's getting kind of big. I don't know. His swing is okay. It's not like Tiger Woods or anything, though.
Well, I don't expect his shot to be the greatest golfer of Nick all Saban, time, probably.
Nick Saban is a very good golfer.
I'm sure they did a lot of golfing together.
You should watch him sometime. He's definitely probably could be on the tour. Let's go ahead and take a call from Penny. Penny, you're on the Blitz. Long time no hear. How you doing?
Man, doing pretty well. You guys talking about football already?
We're talking about they're out there. We're talking a little recruiting, and then they were out there playing
golf. Seeing who's coming in for football.
Gosh.
Too early?
Too early.
Too early. You know how.
What do you want us to talk about? Baseball right now? We got nothing.
Basketball is ended. We got free agency and the draft.
There you go. Come on. NBA, you could talk about NBA, and it would be relevant year round.
What you want to talk about? Your Warriors went down. Ooh.
Yeah, you know, here's the reality of that. I like to make a statement because I don't think I've ever heard any analyst make this statement.
Yeah?
When people keep try to remove a player that is built for your roster, and they're just like, oh, you got enough great players, you don't even have to have that player. Any player is better than no player. So when KD went down and you're trying to play a team that was already a well-oiled machine, and they lose, not to mention when Clay went down. I mean, there's no disrespect in that. There's nothing wrong with that because your team was built for every player on that roster being healthy, not hurt.
That's a good point.
So there's no shame in that.
That's a good point. The philosophy was made for all those guys. I mean, Steve Kerr's game plan, everything. Yeah, they needed KD. We saw that. Definitely needed KD. This whole, they didn't need KD whenever he was out and they were still playing well. You always need a guy like that on the court. You need him more than you don't need him, just what you just said.
I don't know why people keep saying that stuff, because if Michael Jordan got hurt, we're not going to look at the Bulls and be like, man, they should win without Jordan. Or if Kobe Bryant got hurt when they were winning championships, we're not going to look at them and be like, oh, the Lakers could win without them.
Yeah. Speaking of the Lakers, Penny, what you think about Anthony Davis teaming up with LeBron now? Seems like I think they get a point guard if they get Kyrie, Kemba Walker. Maybe if they bring back D'Angelo Russell. I think they're the best team in the West.
Pump your brakes. It's too soon. AD is, he is a good player. To me, questions are, you know, is he injury prone? Now we saw LeBron James go through an injury stint. People can say and try to sugarcoat it as you want to, but you know how many miles LeBron has on his body, right? There's no more LeBron just automatically just gives me this, because before, all I've ever heard throughout LeBron's whole career is you can put LeBron on any team and they'll make the playoffs. Well, this season said when we went to Maury that was a lie.
But, hey, you're talking about injuries with KD. If LeBron doesn't get hurt, December was like he was out 20 games or something like that. I think it was
17, yeah.
Yeah, 17 games. Don't you think they probably still slip in and get the eighth spot? Because they were like the fourth or fifth best team at that time. Now that's
I don't. There you go. That is early. No, I don't. And the West is so deep. They're not just top heavy. They're all heavy. Look at the Clippers. When the Warriors were full strength, the Clippers took the Warriors to what, six games?
Yep.
And they were the last seed. So no, I don't. I don't ever look at basketball that's an 82 game regular season. And at one point, I don't capitulate that to automatically exaggerating those things. The Lakers were in a good position. I will give them that. And I will state that, hey, maybe you have a point to state that if LeBron James played all games. But, I mean, the health is health. And when you're up in age like LeBron is, he doesn't play any defense. When you look at his defensive rating, now he's ranked near the bottom. It's not because he doesn't want to. It's because he literally cannot do it. That matters. The Lakers got so many. Lakers have so many things to do and to change. I can't say that they're the favorite. Who's going to want to go there? Their role players matter, and are those role players going to be willing to capitulate to LeBron James and AD and to try to make an open shot? We'll see.
We'll definitely see. Penny, before we let you go, you like Florida State. I like Florida State.
Yes.
What's Willie Taggart got to do to keep his job?
Oh, man. Number one, he's going to have to make a bowl game. That's number one. And the system under Riles has to really shine through this year. I mean, he was really set up to fail. Again, you're not going to hear me say many negative things about Jimbo Fisher, because he brought us a title. But Jimbo's recruiting system of recruiting pro-style players is not going to help him in this offense that they're trying to build now. And so that's going to be the problem. And I don't know that he's going to have enough time to right the ship with society in this, hey, I want it now and yesterday.
Everybody wants it now. Appreciate the phone call, Penny. Long time, man. Call us back sometime.
All right, you guys. Our purpose is to call you back. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, Penny. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. If you want to get your thoughts in, NBA free agency, we'll talk college football. We got talking season coming up. SEC meetings right around the corner. You guys want to go?
To media days?
Yeah. You guys want to go? I know you've never been. You want to go?
Not really.
Huh. Look at
you. Well, if we all went, who'd do the show?
It's called a remote, Rick. We would do the show on the road. We've done it before. I've been to SEC Media Days. They might be good for you guys, you know, your broadcast career.
For whatever reason, SEC Media Day doesn't really...
Everybody want to be famous. Nobody want to put the work in.
Spark the fire.
Everybody want to be famous. Nobody want to put the work in, Rick. I see how
it is. I don't really think it's about that. I just don't really... I'd much rather sit here in the fan run studios, do the radio from here.
Mm. What about if you had a sponsor?
Have somebody feed me
the
information.
SEC Media Days. Go out, do it like the big boys do it. Pitch it to a sponsor, take them down there to Hoover, blow them up all week.
I mean, yeah, I'd love to make some money. So when that opportunity comes, I will change my stance.
You need to get on it.
But for now, I don't really care to go. You know, I'd rather get the information fed to me. Hang out here at Fan Run. I don't know. That's just me.
Wow. Okay.
I'm just not a big traveler. Like I'm always content with where I am. I'm
content like to
right
go?
Here in Knoxville.
Chance? What? I might go and do the work then.
Be our correspondent.
I just might have to do it.
Ah, that's a good word. Correspondent.
It's the correct it's a good term. Word. Yep, good word. It would be the correct term there, Brandon.
Yeah, how many times do people use the word correspondent? Like when you hear it's
a frequently used word.
Yeah. Even correspondence.
So coming up with the second hour, we still got a lot of good stuff to get into. We have a weird article that we will need to break down. Gary Patterson was one of the top names in the Tennessee coaching search before Pruitt was eventually landed.
Is it really weird though? Because I feel like we've talked. I know in years past, he has always been kind of talked about the coach that's that's gotten away that Tennessee should have hired years ago. But I feel like this article has made its way around a couple of times before. I feel like I've seen this before. It's a good one though. I'm not crap. We're gonna talk about it, but I just feel like. Somebody else did the same article, and he told why Tennessee didn't take him.
Yeah, I think there was.
It was one a year ago.
There was an ESPN article a year ago, and now
David
Ubbin's kind of giving his.
Yeah, David
his
Ubbin spin used to be on the beat, I think, down there with TCU at one time. So, yeah, I guess he's really good friends with him.
865-546-8200 is our number if you would like to join us. Give your thoughts on anything we've talked about today, anything that's on your mind. Take a quick break. Hour one in the books. Hour two coming up.